Welcome back to the Book of Proverbs, everyone. We are in chapter 14. With me today are Peyton Jones and Chase Acuna. Peyton, how you doing?
Doing good.
Chase, joining me in Proverbs for the first time. How's it going?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
All right, let's jump right in. Peyton's got our first verse at verse 3. Peyton, open up some wisdom for us.
Verse 3 says, "A fool's mouth lashes out with pride, but the lips of the wise protect them." This one brings back some memories of a few beatdowns I've received as a kid. I'll never forget the times I heard someone say, "If you would just shut your mouth, this would be over." If I had just shut up as they were walking away. But there I was, trying to lash out with my mouth when my fist failed to deliver. "I'm going to kill you, man!" It was usually my mouth that got me into trouble. A fool's mouth lashes out with pride. Whatever trouble I've been in, it was always made worse by saying something stupid. But the lips of the wise preserve them, probably because they know when to keep them shut.
This one is actually really funny for me. I was a teacher for a couple of years. I was a classroom teacher for 1 year, and I had seventh and eighth grade boys. Seventh and eighth grade boys always struggle with their mouths. I had a couple of kids who I had to keep after for detention because they were messing around a lot. And I remember so well, I had this one kid, and he just couldn't stop talking. And no matter what I would tell him, he just kept talking back. He kept digging himself into a deeper hole. And his buddy, who was waiting for him to go play, who never got in trouble with me, was just sitting there. And he just said, he was kind of like quietly saying, "Just say yes, sir." It was in the South, so "yes, sir" was the proper response. And the first kid, he just kept talking, "Just say yes, sir." And suddenly it hit me. The kid who never gets in trouble, that's all he ever says to me. He always says, "Yes, sir." And he always kept himself out of trouble. There's great wisdom in simply responding respectfully. All right. I actually got the next one for us. We're going to go to verse 6. Look down a few verses later, chapter 14, verse 6. "The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge comes easily to the discerning." Now, this one is a tough dose of reality. Earlier in Proverbs, we had the strong encouragements to seek wisdom, to cry out for it. But here, the mocker seeks wisdom, but he comes up empty. Why? Well, he's a mocker. Now, you know who a mocker is, the type that belittles everything. They don't do anything valuable. They just make fun of anyone who tries. The mocker doesn't find wisdom because even when it's right in front of him, even when it's right in front of her, she'll just make fun of that too. But knowledge comes easily to the discerning. Now pay attention here. The opposite of the one who mocks everything is not someone who just accepts everything. It's the one who discerns. She listens humbly, considers carefully, and discerns right from wrong, wisdom from folly. To find knowledge. How do they do that? Chase, I think you've got a good verse to answer that question.
I do. So my verse is from Proverbs 14:8, and it says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception." So this proverb reveals something important about the prudent person and the fool. While the prudent person gives thoughtful consideration to their ways and where it might lead, the fool foolishly walks a path of deception, and as Eugene Peterson put it, ultimately landing them in a ditch. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've fallen in literal ditches before, as well as metaphorical ones. And guess what? It's painful. So if one doesn't want to fall in ditches they don't have to, it might be wise to start giving some thoughtful consideration to the paths one is on and where it's headed. I believe this is good wisdom for various areas of life. But the greatest source one could find wisdom for considering these things is actually found in God's word.
That one's great. I love the simplicity of this verse. Just give thought to where you're going. Think about the path ahead and don't deceive yourselves. The folly of fools is deception. I think a fool is lying to themselves. I hate being lied to, but lying to yourself is the ultimate folly. To do wrong but convince yourself that it's right is so dangerous. To head down a dangerous path and tell yourself everything's okay. And that's actually a good segue to verse 12. Peyton, what'd you find in verse 12?
Well, this verse is very similar, and sometimes you'll find the Proverbs actually group similar types of concepts together. Verse 12 in the ESV says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." Having grown up on Looney Tunes, I remember the Roadrunner removing the signs leading up to a cliff that said, "Bridge out." Wile E. Coyote would run off the edge of the cliff with all the confidence in the world and fall to his finish. If only we had signs like that in life. Danger, wrong way, dangerous cliff ahead. But the way we're going often seems great. We've thought of all the angles. We're confident in our choices, but we often make foolish decisions. We think we're smarter than everyone else who warns us of the danger we're heading toward. When the warning signs are out in your life or you're not listening to wisdom, there's probably a cliff ahead and you're in for a world of hurt.
You know, that one is actually quite personal for me because I remember when I first read it and I realized that was me. Now, Proverbs is actually one of the first books I really got into and studied as a new believer. And for me, for my first 20 years of life, I was quite content to follow a path that seemed right to me. It really did. But I never bothered to look down the path to see where it ends. But verse 15 helped me out. "The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps." So putting it all together, the simple accepts everything, the mocker rejects everything, but the wise discern. They give thought to their steps and plan the path ahead. And verse 29 adds even more. "Whoever is patient has great understanding." Patience is wise because it takes time to discern. The fool jumps to conclusions, has a quick temper, a hot head. Patience is a key to wisdom, and it is a key to a peaceful heart. Speaking of which, my perfect transition to Chase. Verse 30, what do you have for us there?
Verse 30 says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." Has anyone else ever found themselves envious of something someone else had and then thought to himself that if you had whatever it is they do, then your life would be so much better? Well, what's ironic about this proverb is that it says that when it comes to being envious, it actually does the exact opposite of what one hopes for in envy. It instead rots us. And it deceptively robs us of the joy that we're looking for. This kind of reminds me of a time years ago on a fad diet in hopes of losing my love handles, only to find that after, I'd actually gain weight. Although in contrast, the one who's rested in and at peace with the God of the Bible, well, that affects the whole person for the good.
This one is so good. This is one of those verses that is just so easy to see in your kids. When you look at kids, it's just blatantly obvious. Envy rots the bones. It gives them no peace. When you see one of your kids just staring at your other kid or staring at any other kid with their toy, and they're miserable. They're miserable because they're spending all their time wishing they had something else. And kids are funny about it. Like whatever they have is never good enough, and that whatever they're looking at is the one that they want. And we look at that and we think they're so foolish, but man, we do it. We do it. We just spend so much energy just staring at what someone else has, whether we're looking on social or looking across the street. Envy rots the bones. Well, I've got one last verse for us in verse 31. "Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God." What a powerhouse proverb. Take this one to heart. The way we treat the poor says so much about us. To oppress them is to show contempt for their maker. Contempt, that means treating as worthless. And Jesus doubles down on this. However you treat the person you see as least, Jesus says you treat him exactly that way. And back here in Proverbs, if you want to honor God, just be kind. It's so simple. Be kind to the needy. I love this verse so much. What do you guys think on this one? What does the way that we treat the poor say about us and even about our faith in God? Peyton, what do you think?
A lot of people are actually surprised to hear that the Bible speaks more about how we treat the poor than about lust and sexual sins. It's kind of a big deal in the Bible. So when I read this, I look at the fact that man without anything is made in the image of God. So if we need other things, other created things to create value for a human being, we're actually not honoring the image of God. Just their very being has value because they were made in his image.
Chase, you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, you know, it actually made me think about how subtly this can creep up in a person. And I was thinking specifically of James chapter 2, where James basically confronts the believers there and tells them, hey, you're showing favoritism to those who are rich, but at the same time, you're treating those who have less as less. And, you know, when I read through that chapter, it just made me realize in my own heart the way that that can easily sneak up inside of us. Maybe it's not just for rich or poor, but I can easily show favoritism, thinking that assigning value to one person more than the other. And that's just so not God's heart.
Yeah, it does so much for us to see the image of God in every person we encounter. And that's challenging. It's really difficult to honor every person in that way. But to see God's image in them helps us to see past the material wealth, the things that we judge people on. Just see God's image and love them for that and honor God in the way that we treat everyone. That's all the time we got in Proverbs 14. Take a read through the chapter. Have a great discussion on wisdom with some friends. We'll see you back here, chapter 15.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.